In recent years, the Basque cities of San Sebastian and Bilbao have attracted chefs and food tourists hungry to experience the cooking of the Spanish avant-garde. But like every great cuisine that sprouts food temples, Basque cooking has a fascinating and more humble backstory. Basque cooks are famous for feasting, for whipping up grand meals in times of deprivation, and simple pitch-perfect feasts to celebrate seasonal harvests. They're known for their devotion to the most basic ingredients and their borderline obsessive attention to detail. So when the New York chef Alex Rye married Eder Montero, a Basque chef, she embarked on a lifetime's mission to cook her way through every secret in the Basque kitchen. She and Eder now have four New York City restaurants and a new cookbook, The Basque Book. Contributor Amy Thielen talked with Alex Rye about what drives this food.
Alex, it's so nice talking to you. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Alex, when I think about Basque food, I think of these Basque materia prima, the prime materials, and I'm thinking about cod and red peppers and onions and garlic, jamón serrano, that famous oily prosciutto-like ham. Can you tell me what are the materials that make up Basque food and what does it mean to you?
Well, I think they're fairly simple, and what it means to me is more that the ingredients are a direct reflection of the landscape.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the foods are highly recognizable, and then when you turn them into a dish, they still reflect the landscape. So when I think about what are the hallmarks of Basque cuisine, or what is it composed of, it is vegetables, lots of different kinds of lettuces, but green on green is fairly common. And it's the colors of the Ecuadena, the Basque flag, which are sort of red, green, and white. So you end up with cod.
Cod is the white part?
Salt cod? Yeah, exactly. Salt cod and salt in general. And then any sort of white flesh fish. You think about peppers, both dried and fresh. Onions. And their onions often will have these sort of green tops. They're like what they call cebolleta, more like a spring onion, but also more like Vidalia, like a big onion ball, but then with the green tops on the top. Lots of leek, cabbage, beans. I think about foods that are grown in the moment and then made to last. So drying out beans, drying out peppers, canning tuna, preserved foods.
Tell me more about how Basque cuisine deals with the red pepper haul. I feel like red peppers and those nice, oily, rusty red sauces are a hallmark of it. How do Basque cooks preserve their peppers?
Well, I mean, there's a number of different kinds of pepper, and each pepper has its own application. I think that's one thing that is very typical of Basque cuisine is that it's very specific. Like, you don't treat all peppers in the same way. So, like, they have these beautiful, sweet peppers that have like a really pliable flesh that roast beautifully. They're called piquillo peppers, and they're great for stuffing or cutting in thin ribbons and mixing into food, or pureeing and making into more vinaigrettes. And those are almost, those are rarely eaten fresh. Like, it's a thing that you actually would buy jarred or canned, or even your grandmother would can and jar a bunch, and then you would pull them out as needed.
Okay.
And then there are peppers that are ideal for drying, and those are like the choricero peppers. And they're called choricero peppers because they were used to make chorizo.
Oh, interesting.
And they sort of braid them up like, you know, people make garlic braids or hang up onion or anything that they want to be a storage vegetable. But in this case, they're sort of turned into these like long, almost like skeins of peppers. And they hang them outside their houses, like from their windows. And that's where they dry them out so that they have proper ventilation. So this is like very typical part of the landscape that you see is like these homes with these peppers hanging off of them. And they're sort of very postcard pretty, but they do have a purpose, and they have a purpose in every house, because that's the thing in the Basque Country. Everybody sort of cooks similarly. And the personal side of it is there's these very subtle like details or tweaks that would belong to your like mother, or your grandmother, or your aunt's way of doing things. But fundamentally people eat the same from home to home and restaurant to restaurant and from home to restaurant even.
I love that simplicity. It's so different from American food where, you know, really the sky's the limit. Basque food seems very codified to me. It's like loyal to the season, but also to all these traditions. So how does your creativity operate in that structure? I mean, do you find that You like to work inside those limits, or do you just not follow them at all?
Oh, I do. I have such, I mean, I have too high a regard for Basque food to like take too many liberties. I want it to be recognized as Basque food, especially because I'm not cooking in the Basque country. I mean, we've had the privilege of always sort of cooking on our own terms. But having said that, we define our style very, very narrowly, much more narrowly than might be satisfying to another kind of cook. But I just am infinitely inspired by Basque cooking and Basque ingredients and the Basque landscape. And I don't find it, even though it's narrow, I don't find it limiting at all. In fact, I find it kind of more freeing. Like I don't,
right.
I feel like that there's a logic that just like not arbitrary at all. And I think that brings a lot of elegance and grace to our cooking.
That reminds me of a sauce I really want to hear more about, salsa bizcaína, and that's one of those red pepper-based sauces, right?
Yeah, I'm actually glad you asked about that sauce because the Basque country is composed of all these like little provinces and towns, and Biscaya is where my husband's from, so he feels super strongly about that particular sauce.
It looks so good, and I love how you describe it as doped up with bacon and chorizo. That's
yeah.
Great.
I mean, I'm always looking for like equivalents for people. So for me, that sauce is like the Basque version of a la matriciana sauce. So if that's like a pasta sauce that you like, you would love this. You would love this dish. It's good. It has good textures. It's got this like deep, rich, like kind of sunburned flavor to it. And it's also just incredibly unique. Like it's, I mean, I've never had, I mean, I have to draw comparisons to other things, and yet I've never had anything like that sauce anywhere else. It's just very mellow and balanced. And we make like a snail stew. Like we buy Burgundian escargot. We chop up pieces of chorizo and ham and bacon and bay leaf, and then we braise them in that sauce.
Oh, that sounds so good.
It's really good.
So how does cooking Basque food filter down to the way that you live your daily life?
I mean, the thing about Basque cooking is that everybody in the Basque country and everybody in my house, like all my life, cooks. It's not something that like you choose to do. You do it because that it's like part of who you are. And people might do it with more or less pleasure, but they never do it halfway. Like there's not a loveless meal in the Basque country.
That's beautiful. Alex, I love talking to you about cooking. Thank you so much.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I love talking to you and me.
Alex Rye and her husband, Edgar Montero, run 4 restaurants in New York City and are authors of The Basque Book. Amy Thielen is a James Beard Award-winning food writer and author of The New Midwestern Table. Now, for more information about Alex's book and to try out her recipes for garlic soup with torn salt cod and garden snails, yes, snails, they are very good, with bizcaína sauce, head to the website, splendidtable.org.